With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Pete Hegseth is defending a follow-up military strike on a suspected drug-carrying boat near Venezuela. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
During a cabinet meeting with President Trump, Hegseth said that he did not see survivors in the water after the initial strike was conducted in early September.
The thing was on fire. It was exploded in fire or smoke. You can't see anything. You got digital. This is called the fog of war.
Hegseth said he was not in the room when the second strike was launched, but he staunchly defended Navy Vice Admiral Frank Mitch Bradley's decision-making.
Admiral Bradley made the correct decision to ultimately sink the boat and eliminate the threat.
Lawmakers have announced congressional reviews of the U.S. military strikes. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Trump administration is taking a hardline stance on Somalis in the United States.
Federal authorities are preparing an immigration enforcement operation in Minnesota, focusing on Somali immigrants living unlawfully in the United States. During a cabinet meeting, President Trump said that Somali immigrants are too reliant on the U.S. social safety net. Minnesota has the largest Somali community in the nation. Many fled the civil war in Somalia. The executive director of the Minnesota chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations says that around 95% of Somalis in Minnesota are U.S. citizens. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A man accused of shooting two National Guard troops near the White House has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder and assault charges. The Afghan national made his initial court appearance by video from a hospital bed for charges stemming from the shooting that killed Specialist Sarah Beckstrom and wounded Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 185 points. This is SRN News. Some new insights on marriage from the Barna Group.
The Christian Research Organization has been doing some polling and reports that self-described Christians experience divorce just as frequently as the general U.S. population. However, believers are a lot more likely than non-believers to try again. 58% of Christians who've experienced divorce are remarried. Barna also reports that 42% of self-described believers say they think living together before marriage is a good idea. Michael Harrington reporting.
A long-lost painting by Baroque master Peter Paul Rubens, which was hidden for more than four centuries, sold for $2.7 million at an auction Sunday in France. It depicts the crucifixion of Jesus. Rubens expert Nils Bootner says the old master painted many versions of Christ's crucifixion, but this one is different. This is the one and only painting showing blood and water coming out of the side wound of Christ. SRN News. Wall Street steadies and Bitcoin regains a bit of ground.
Stocks held steadier on Wall Street as both bond yields and Bitcoin stabilized. The S&P 500 rose 0.2% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 185 points. It's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.6%. Boeing rose about 10%. The aerospace company gave a bullish forecast for how much cash it'll produce next year. That helped offset losses for Signet Jewelers and Procter & Gamble. Both companies said they were seeing challenges for U.S. households. Seth Sutel, New York.
President Trump's tax legislation includes a provision called Trump Accounts, which gives $1,000 to every newborn if their parents open an account. This money's invested in the stock market, and children can access it when they turn 18. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.